a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Senate Appropriations. We're going to try to get started. Here we've got two bills left on below the line. Both have had hearings. Let's work on House Bill 1040 to start. That's our first one. We'll bring up... Oh, yeah, we got to do a roll call first. But all right, but we'll start with House Bill 1040, and then we'll move on to House Bill 1089. And housekeeping items, make sure you please turn your cell phones on silent or vibrate. We do have quite a pile of folks in here. And, well, I guess we've already interrogated our pages. So, Secretary Blitz, please call the roll.
Sutton.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
Nordstrom.
Here.
Heineman.
Here.
White.
Here.
Van Gerpen.
Here.
Solano.
Here.
Tiedemann.
Here.
Peters.
Here. I have a quorum. Fantastic quorum. Senator Jones.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we approve the minutes of Thursday, March 6th. I can go into as much detail as you request.
Fantastic. We have a motion by Senator Jones, a second by Senator Tiedemann. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those minutes are approved. Any other minutes we need to approve? Fantastic. We're up to speed. All right, with that. All right, with that, we're going to pull up, since House Bill 1040 to revise the General Appropriations Act for fiscal 2014 has already had a hearing, we are going to open it up for any additional committee questions on 1040. Okay, seeing none, I will open it up for committee action. Senator Tiedemann.
Madam Chair, thank you. I move that 1040 be amended with 1040 Hotel.
Okay. Fantastic. We have a motion by Senator Tiedemann, a second by Senator Heineman.
Second.
Okay. Discussion on the motion, and I can get you that. Go ahead, Senator Tiedemann.
Well, on page 30, line 14 of the House Appropriations Committee and Gross Bill, delete $10,514,595 and insert $10,789,595.
Okay. And it goes to?
And that would go to the K-12 Teaching Scholarship, the critical needs. This brings it up to the balance. Up to that $200,000 that we put in last year, the $1.5 million was invested as per Senate Bill 233 last year. And then the other portion is the $150,000 that would go into the post-secondary student on the scholarship for enhancement and for the needs-based.
Okay. Are there any further discussion on the motion to amend 1040HH? Any further discussion on the motion to amend 1040HH? Okay, seeing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Any opposed? All right, seeing none, 1040 has been amended. Okay. Which one do you want to go to, Senator Solano?
Madam Chair, I'm waiting on an update to correct the amendment regarding the courthouses, unless you have an updated copy.
I don't know. Denise, is this the amended, corrected one? Okay. Did you want to pass that around? Okay.
Paige,
can you help him pass those amendments out. All right, Senator Solano.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move an amendment 1040HF.
Okay, I have a motion by Senator Solano, a second by Senator Heineman. Discussion on the motion, Senator Solano.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This amendment on page 45, line 13 of the House Appropriations Committee engrossed bill would delete the $3,098,978 and insert $3,498,978. And if I can, this has to do with some three courthouse remodels in Pennington County, Meade County, and Beadle County. And each of those county courthouses have begun some significant remodels. Pennington County is working on a new building for their county administration, and all county entities will be vacating the current courthouse. Meade County also built a new administration building, and most of their entities have already relocated. Beadle County is remodeling two courtrooms in their courthouse. The hard costs of these projects are covered by the county, but the state covers the wiring, the audio video, and the furniture for each of these courthouses. And just to give you some perspective, the Pennington County Court Administrative Building, they bonded for $30 million to be a part of that, and they're requesting a $302,180. On Meade County, again, they're requesting $45,450 and Beadle County $46,548. I'd be happy to stand by for questions.
Okay, are there any questions on the motion to amend 1040HF?
Ma'am, I
agree. Senator Jones.
Thank you. When I draw this, pull this bill up on my computer, these
need... Sorry, I can't hear you. Go ahead. We're doing a lot up here, I guess.
Okay. Both of these amendments, I don't have them on the bill that's on my computer. Apparently, there's been some big changes that aren't on my computer.
On House Bill 1040?
For example, line 45, page 45, line 13, has nothing to do with any numbers at all. What am I missing?
Are you looking at the original bill or the bill as it amended from House Appropriations?
Go to the amended. Thank you. That'll take care of
it. Okay. I'll double check it. Make sure it's correct. Okay. Are there any further questions on the motion to amend House Bill 1040HF? Senator Sutton.
Question of the sponsor. If I could. So who brought the idea of this, or where did this come from, I guess? I may be missing something here.
Go ahead.
I just want a little more information on it, if I could, Senator.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was this was discussed with me from House member in discussions that he had with I believe the Unified Judicial System in what they were looking at and accomplishing this year. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions on the motion to amend House Bill 1040HF? Seeing none, this is a voice vote. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, seeing none, 1040 has been amended. Okay. Sifting through a pile of amendments here, sorry. They're coming out. They're being drafted as we work. So I apologize. page if you want to help us out up here. Please. And the potential. It's not the full $800,000, but it will include some of the equipment in the house too. What are we looking for? All right. Does everybody have a copy? Sure. All right. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 1040 be amended with 1040 Hotel Kilo.
All right. I got a motion by Senator Tiedemann, a second by Senator Heineman. Motion to amend House Bill 1040 Kilo. Kilo.
Hotel.
All right. Kilo. Oh, Hotel Kilo. I was trying to be funny and rhyme it. Okay. Senator Tiedemann, discussion on the motion.
This amendment is for $500,000. It's one that we talked about last week of upgrading the technology within the Senate and House chambers. It probably doesn't cover the full cost, but because they're going to be taking out the stained glass and removing the carpet and removing all the desk on the Senate and House chamber floors, this is an ideal time to replace some of the equipment that's in there.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion, House Bill, for the motion to amend House Bill 1040, Hotel Kilo? Any further discussion? All right, seeing none, this is another voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Hearing none. That has passed. Okay. This gets rid of the special bill and puts it into 1040. The Board of Regents Health Insurance. Here, if you wanna, we'll help you out. If you do that side, we'll pass these down that way. Oh, I guess we got it. Here, do you wanna help these guys over here? All right. Does it do what we need it to do? We're standing at ease. The numbers are not what we anticipated on the next amendment. Senator Tiedemann.
I would move that 1040 be amended with 1040 Mike India.
Okay, I have a motion by Senator Tiedemann and a second by second. Senator Heineman to motion to amend 1040 Mike. What'd you say?
India.
India. All right. I have my own other words. Okay, with that, Senator Tiedemann, discussion on the motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What this does is that it takes care of the shortfall for the Board of Regents on their health insurance plan. Would be added up to $1,893,908. That was also in a bill, but that bill will then go away. This takes care of that health insurance shortfall. Thank you.
Okay. All right, with that, any further discussion on the motion to amend? Mike, India, Senator Jones.
When we do these amendments, will that basically take care of any excess funds that are available in there, in this House Bill 1040? Are there additional funds yet, or are additional amendments still coming?
This, as far as amendments for 1040, there is potential for additional amendments. We just need to move the bill forward to get it onto the floor. We haven't adopted revenue numbers yet, so we need to adopt revenue numbers.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So we've acted upon it, though. We've moved it and seconded it.
But we haven't voted.
We haven't voted on it. So we'll just hold for a second. We're working through numbers. It doesn't appear to add up to the numbers. So, Monty, did you... We might have to just ask you the question. Did you get a copy of the amendment? Okay. I know. I have mine. Do you want to come and take a look at it and maybe help Annie? We have a substitute motion.
Madam Chair, I move substitute motion on 1040 HG.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator White, second by Senator Heineman. Discussion on the motion, House Bill HG.
This is a bill that has come about because there seemed to be a lack of communication from students that were graduating from high school and moving into tech school. And so these funds are made available to make high school students more aware of the potential that tech schools have for their particular industries.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion to amend 1040 HG?
Yep.
Any further discussion? Senator Nordstrom.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can you clarify the original motion that we're substituting HG for?
Yes. The motion that was made by Senator Tiedemann was 1040 MI, Mike India, and since we were working on the numbers, we did a substitute motion. We'll come back to Mike India.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any further discussion on the substitute motion to amend House Bill 1040 HG? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that has been amended. Okay.
$500.
Senator Tiedemann.
So, Madam Chair.
Make it again.
Okay, I move Amendment 1040, Mike India.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator Tiedemann, second by Senator Heineman. Discussion on the motion. Senator Tiedemann.
Well, we did the checking on the numbers because we thought there might have been a small error, but it was done perfectly. So it's $1,893,908 for the Board of Regents health insurance.
Okay, any further discussion on that? Senator Nordstrom.
As a SDSU grad, it gives me great pain to ask this question, but I will anyway. Madam Chair, I don't see USD on the list. Is there a reason for that?
USD on Mike India?
Correct.
Our staff says they're all in there. I don't have the right.
On page 31.
Oh, here's your mic. Here we go.
It's on page 31, line 4. It's got under the University of South Dakota proper.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. We're just making sure staff's on their toes. You do realize they've been working since 6:30 this morning, and they were still in the office last night at 9 o'clock. So be nice to them. Okay. Any other questions on the motion to amend 1040 Mike India? Okay. Seeing none, this is another voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Any opposed?
Seeing none, Mike India has been adopted. Okay. This takes out the full 20 and then we add it back into 177. Okay. Here, I'll have you hand those down that direction. We'll hand these down over this direction. All right. All right. We're going to pull up House Bill. Actually, we'll go Senator Tiedemann. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that 1040 be amended with 1040 Hotel Lima.
Okay, I got a motion by Senator Tiedemann, second by Senator Heineman. Motion to amend House Bill 1040 Hotel Lima. All right, with that, Senator Tiedemann, discussion on the motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On page 16, line 18 of the House Appropriations Committee bill, you would delete $272,832,762 and insert $252,830,762. That is, and then on page 16, line 19, you would drop it from $452,457,392 and insert $430,000. 686,298. And that then removes the $20 million Medicaid reserve out of this bill. It will be added back in Senate Bill 177.
Okay, thank you very much. Any further discussion on the motion to amend House Bill 1040, Hotel Lima? Any further discussion on the motion to amend Hotel Lima? Okay, any further discussion? Any further discussion? Seeing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That has passed. Okay. I'm just double checking. Senator Solano, I believe you have another amendment. Can you, Paige, can you help? Everybody got a copy? Okay. Senator Tiedemann. Actually, Senator Solano, my bad.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move Amendment 1040, Hotel Delta.
Ooh, there we go. Okay, I have a motion by Senator Solano, a second by Senator White. Discussion on the motion. Senator Solano, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a amendment on page 31, line 7, to delete the $3,258,350 and insert $3,608,350. This is for the University of South Dakota Law School and Library to do some upgrades to that facility to try and keep the Learning Center in up to date with the ever-changing use of technology. This will create more open space in the existing library, replacing tables and chairs, and then also installing a video camera since the law library is not staffed 24 hours a day. This will provide some additional security features as well as remodeling of men's and women's bathroom at that facility. Thank you.
Question for you. The total cost of the amendment is $350,000?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. $350,000.
Okay. Any further questions on the motion to amend Hotel Delta? Any questions on the motion to amend Hotel Delta? Seeing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Are there any other amendments to come before Senate Appropriations on?
I'm double checking my list before we close. Yep. Yes, we do critical needs.
All right, and now, so now that we've had 1040 amended, Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we do pass on House Bill 1040 as amended.
Okay, I have a motion by Senator Tiedemann, a second by Senator Heineman. Discussion on the motion. Senator Tiedemann.
Well, there's a lot of moving parts in this bill, and it's critical that they all kind of cling together. We we've discussed all of them, both last week and today. It's for the ongoing expenses of the state of South Dakota, and I would hope that we move it forward. Thank you.
Okay, are there any further discussion? Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And maybe just a point of clarification for me. You know, I realize all these amendments got added on, and so maybe somebody can clarify, are we going to have some types of letters of intent to ensure that these dollars are spent where we want? Because maybe I'm just a little confused on that. You know, for instance, the $350,000 USD law school, how do we ensure that it gets spent on what the intent is?
I believe that is a good question. That's a letter of intent. And okay. Any other?
Follow up.
Go ahead, follow
up. So we're going to have letters of intent for all of these, especially ones we added today.
I would think so, yes.
Okay.
And then we have the university folks sitting at the table over there, so that'll help as well. They'll know where the intent is as well. Any other questions? Any other questions or comments on the motion to amend, or excuse me, the motion do pass as amended on House Bill 1040? Okay, I want to reiterate, this is obviously a moving target. We don't know where revenue numbers are going to come into play. We still have a bunch of bills out there, special appropriations bills that deal with 2014. 1040 deals with 2014, and we also have not adopted revenue numbers. So this is a moving target. We've just started this process. We have 2 days to continue working on this, and so I would highly encourage a yes vote on the do pass motion to amend. So, Secretary, please call the roll.
Sutton.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
9-0.
Okay. 1040, I'll move to the floor with a due pass as amended motion. Anything else? Okay. We have one more bill. Okay. Moving on, we're going to pull up the last bill for the committee. We're going to move up House Bill 1089 to allow certain school districts that receive state aid education to receive funding for certain students with limited English proficiency. And with that, we will, we've already had public testimony on this. We've opened it up for committee questions. Are there any further committee questions on House Bill 1089? Any further questions on House Bill 1089? Okay. Seeing none, we'll open it up for committee action on House Bill 1089. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we defer House Bill 1089 to the 41st day.
Okay, I have a motion by Senator Tiedemann, a second by Senator Solano. Discussion on the motion, Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I hear their compelling request to be included in that English as a second language, but I don't know if we can fix it at this point in time. There's some other key components. My hope is that the next legislative session can address this as we go forward.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion? Senator White.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I agree with Senator Tiedemann. As we looked at this, it's a hybrid. There's circumstances regarding the funding package here that doesn't fit the mold of what we originally established on the ESL program. But as we looked into it deeper, it's probably something that has been sitting out there for a number of years as a hybrid. And I would really encourage us to take a solid look at the structure of the funding package and the ESL package together next year for this particular school. I think it has a good purpose, and let's get it structured right.
I appreciate your comment, Senator White. Senator Van Gerpen.
Madam Chair, thank you. I appreciate the sponsors of this bill because this brought to light to me an issue that I didn't realize existed, and it certainly, in my view, has to be addressed. And so I think throughout the summer, in preparation for next year, we'll have time to do that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Van Gerpen. Any further discussion on the motion to defer House Bill 1089 to the 41st day? Any further discussion? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Sutton?
No.
Jones? Nordstrom?
Aye.
Heineman?
No.
White?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
5-3.
Okay. House Bill 1089 has been moved to the 41st.
6-3.
All right. 6-3, and it is moved to the 41st day. With that, that completes our business for the day. Any further minutes? We're done with minutes? Okay. Seeing none, I need a motion to adjourn. Senator White moves, seconded by Senator Solano to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We're adjourned.